One of the very important concepts in multivariable system is system zeros. The zeros for a scalar transfunction is really simple. For example, if you have a scalar transfunction, the zeros are actually determined by the roots of the numerator polynomial. However, in a matrix case, the system zeros is much, much more complicated. Let's take, for example, a 2x2 system. Here we have here a 2x2 system, and if you look at each individual trans function, none of them has any finite zeros at all, and the trans function itself is stable. Now, to illustrate where the possible zeros for a multivariable system, we can also consider another trans function k, which is unstable. It has an unstable pole at square root of 2. Now, if you multiply these two systems together, or in other words, if you connect the system in cascaded form so that the output of G becomes the input of K, and if you look at the total transfer matrix from the input of G to the output of K, the total transfer function becomes a stable transfer function. So somehow, when you do the connection, the unstable pole of K got cancelled by a zero, possible zero of G. However, it's not obvious from the trans function G that where the zeros come from. So in a multivariable case, the zeros has to be suitably defined. And that's something we're going to talk about in detail next.